Hey everybody, it's your doc, Jeff Buski, creator and founder of Limitless Dentists, where we've cracked the code to gamifying the system to unlocking power, productivity, and profitability, all while building practices and lives that matter. Welcome to Jumpstart with Jeff. Today's topic is this.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. Alarms, 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 alarms. We have them always going off in our life. And a couple days ago, my wife was, she was driving home from Amarillo and she was driving my car. Whew, I'm sweaty. Just finished up running, but anyway, she was driving home from Amarillo a couple hours away and she took my car. So she likes, my wife loves to drive fast. And so I've got a BMW 850i and she just loves to get after it in that car. She's like, ooh, it's so much fun to drive. So she calls me and she says, man, I don't know what I did in your car, but she said, there's this weird like little alarm that's going off. And so she's like, I've checked like, you know, hit the info status in the car. And she says, so nothing's coming up. So anyway, we were talking and I could hear it slightly in the background. I said, I've never heard that before in my car. And I said, well, why don't you just pull over and pull into a gas station, turn it off and turn it back on. I said, maybe something just got messed up with the brain in the car, the computer. And so a few minutes later, she calls me back laughing. And she said, yeah, I rolled into the gas station, she said, and there was a lady getting gas at the pump and her eyes got real big and just looked at me. And she said, when I opened the car door, the car alarm was going off like full blast. And she's like, it was so freaking loud. And she realized that she had my key in her purse and something had fallen and put enough compression on it to just hit the panic button and it was setting the alarm off. And so obviously it got reset, but she said, oh gosh, I was a little embarrassed and it's pretty funny. But how often is that? I was thinking about that as I was running this morning. And this morning was beautiful, hot as it can be, but man, with 100 plus degree days here in Texas, this is the first morning I got up and looked at my phone and it was 77 degrees. I was like, yes, I'm going for a run outside. So anyway, as I was running, I was thinking about that and that story from my wife. And I was thinking about how often as businessmen, as entrepreneurs, as owners in our practices and in businesses that we have, how often do we have alarms go off in life that we just ignore or that we don't hear the fullness of, or we don't hear how loud they really are, or we just kind of ignore them and continue to go on down the road. It's kind of like you're driving down the road and there's an alarm or a sign that says, please exit the freeway, the bridge is out. You keep going, you miss it. Next sign says, exit the freeway, the bridge is out. You don't see that, you keep going. Next sign's even a little bigger. Take this exit, bridge is out. You blow by it because you're so mesmerized by what you got going on in your head. You're thinking about all the stuff in your day. You're thinking about all the stuff in your business. And then all of a sudden you're going 80 miles an hour and boom, you go launching off. As you're launching off, you see this huge sign that said, the bridge is out, I told you so. And that's very true in life, man. It's like we have all these little things sometimes that come up and it might be you can handle it and it's just a little bit of a drama. And you can go on and you can course correct and everything else. But when you ignore that little bit of drama, the more it builds, the more that drama builds up, soon enough, it's like that bridge that goes out and becomes trauma. And so, you know, luckily with my wife, that was just a funny story. But the reality is, how many times in our business do we get so hyper-focused? We focus so much on our business that we start to forget about things or we miss things. Like we miss things with team members that are getting stressed out. We miss things at home. Like we're so hyper-focused on building our practice and building our business, taking great care of our patients. And yet we come home and then we work more and we push pause on our family. And we don't connect with our spouse. And we don't connect with our kids. And we don't connect with God. and we put our body on hold. All for what? So we can build a practice? So we can work 8-hour days, 5 days a week, to try to really enjoy one day, which is Saturday? Because by the time Sunday rolls around, then you're like, shit, Monday's back again. I'm racking full force. And I got to crank that up again. And you sit there and you think about all of that. You start to look at, what signs am I missing here? I mean, it is a very short journey that we're on this planet. If we don't take the time to start to see the signs, then you're going to have a very difficult, stressful struggle in life. Here's one thing that I know. In order to get yourself, I'm going to the backyard here, in order to get yourself into a better place and start to be able to see those signs and hear those alarms, you've got to be able to create space. And in order to do that, you need to take the time to do that. You might say, well, Jeff, how do you do that? One very simple way is meditation. I started meditating back, 2016. And the first time I tried to meditate was hilarious. Closed my eyes, and after about 30 seconds, I was like, shit, I can't do this. I can't meditate. I can't make my mind blank. I thought you had to have your mind completely blank, be able to phase everything out in order to be able to meditate. Like, I thought I had to be like a monk who could meditate like crazy and not have anything on my mind at all. The reality is there's so many various different ways to meditate. You can just do breathing. You can pray. You can do an ascension. You can sit there and do a guided meditation. There's 1,000 different ways to meditate. The only wrong way that I've come to realize to meditate is to not meditate. And for those of you chachis out there who think, man, I don't need to meditate, you're the one who needs to meditate the most. You're the one who needs to look at saying, I need a break. If you're that freaking busy that you can't take out 20 minutes of your day or 30 minutes of your day and create space, then guess what? You're going to miss those signs, and your drama at some point in time will become your trauma. That's when all of a sudden your wife walks up and gives you divorce papers, and you're like, what the hell? She's like, well, shit, you've ignored me for the last 2 freaking years. You haven't paid attention to me. You haven't seen me. You've seen your damn business. You've seen your practice, but you haven't seen me. So when you start to miss those signs, those alarms, those bells that are going off, it can create a whole bunch of trauma. And let's face it, you know, in life, when we look at things from our past, our events from our past, that is pain that's occurring then, but when we think about it, it gets brought into our current frame. It starts to disrupt our reality of what's happening now. When we worry and focus on worries from the future, and we get anxiety about it and worrying about what is, again, that same thing is pulling us out of our now and pulling us away from being present. So you've got to have ways to create the space. And then with that space, you've got to be able to have the opportunity to look at saying, okay, now that I've created the space and got myself in a good place and gotten out of my head and more connected with my heart, now what can I do in order to reset the frame? And with that, you've got to be able to look at and say, gosh, my stories told over and over and over again become my beliefs, and that becomes my operating system. See, if I were to follow you around with cameras, I'd be able to tell pretty quickly if I followed you around for a couple of days, what are your priorities? But most importantly, what are the stories that you're telling yourself on a day-to-day basis that's driving your actions or your inactions? See, we're made up. Our actions are a derivative of our thoughts, our beliefs, our laws that we've created for ourselves, our rules and regulations that have occurred for us over time and how we've grown up. And those have been impacted. Those have been impacted by our teachers, our coaches, other family members. All those help shape our rules, our laws, our regulations, our stories, our thoughts, our beliefs. But here's the amazing thing. We are all self-authorized. We've got the ability to create and create stories. So why not create a great story? So one of the things I'd like you to look at, just taken out of our conversation from today, is you have the opportunity to tell yourself any story that you want. So why not make it a great one? Look at our dog. She's a happy dog. She's creating her story of her own fun. But why not make your stories fun? Why not make them so they're useful? So they support you in getting what you want and what you desire and get you the ability to hunt down your dreams and your aspirations. It all comes down to a matter of your stories and what you tell yourself. It's all mindset. You see, in business, there's two things that really allow for success. Skill sets, the other is mindset. As dentists, we take and dump so much of our efforts and our continuing education and our money into developing our skill sets, which you need. You need to be able to perform dentistry at an elite level, but we rarely invest in our mindset. And that's the other half of the equation. When you start to take time to do that, you will see not only your business skyrocket, you'll see your relationships start to change, flourish. You'll see your connection with God starts to change. You'll see the relationship that you have with your body and your health start to change. All these are impacted by the stories that we tell ourselves. So my challenge for you today is look at creating your own self-authorized story that supports you and that's useful, that looks at, if you were to ask yourself, what is one thing that I want for myself today that I've not been able to obtain, to have, and to get? And what is the story that I have to tell myself to be able to start to get there? What's the first thing that that story is going to have me do for a piece of action? What is the action required that I get to take today that's going to move me one step closer to making that story a reality? All right, that's all I've got for you today. Hey, by the way, we've got an amazing live event coming up here, November 10th through the 12th here in Texas at my home personally where I live in Granbury, Texas. We're going to have 16 spots for 16 male dentists called Be the Man event. We're going to be doing a deep dive into these various things, these topics right here, where we look at everything from how our stories operate, how our stories keep us stuck. Most importantly, looking at how can we set ourselves free? How can we look at creating renewable power every day that propels us to move forward in life and to move forward chasing down and hunting down our dreams and our vision. All right, guys, until next time, peace, power, prosperity. Give it away. Have an amazing day, y'all.